We have a special guest here in the studio to tell us about a first ever musical event in Waterloo tomorrow night. Jason Weinberger is music director of the Waterloo Cedar Falls Symphony, and he and the musicians will be taking Dvorak to a new venue, and actually looks like it'll be quite a lot of fun for a lot of people. Jason, welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me, Barney. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, where are you guys going?
Yeah, where are we going? Well, we're going all over the place this year, and that's by design. But this weekend, tomorrow evening, we are going to be giving our first ever performance at the River Loop Amphitheater in downtown Waterloo, overlooking the Cedar River. And, of course, the venue now is just about a year old, a little more than a year old. And, you know, given the planning it takes to put on a symphony concert, this was the earliest window we could squeeze it in. But we've been very eager to perform in this new space, and we're excited that the day is finally here.
So this is a concert under the stars we're talking about.
It is. It's going to be happening at that beautiful time of day, this time of year, 7:30, and the sun's going down, the stars are coming out. It looks like we're going to have a beautiful, clear night, nice and warm for people, so there won't be a need to bring any extra blankets or throws. Yeah. And, this is going to be a fabulous open-air concert for some music, I think, that's just perfectly suited for the setting.
Well, tell us about the music.
Well, this is music by Dvorak, who celebrates his birthday on Sunday, the day after. On this occasion, we're celebrating the 120-year anniversary of Dvorak's stay in Iowa.
That's right, 1893. Yeah.
And Dvorak spent the summer in Spillville. Of course, he played the organ, but he was also known to take a bit of Pilsner down by the Turkey River and enjoy the view and enjoy the river passing. And so we're going to kind of revisit that feeling with a piece that actually dates from Dvorak's stay in America. He was here for 3 years in total as a director of the National Conservatory of Music in New York. That's what brought him to the U.S. And one of the pieces that's a real standout composition from that period of time is the New World Symphony.
Yes, which you can't hear too often. You've thought a lot about Dvorak. You've written a lot about it. This is not just another piece to you.
Absolutely. We've focused on performing Dvorak's music over the last 8 or 9 years. One of our youth concerts, an entire season of youth concerts and youth education stuff was built around Dvorak's stay here, studying the history of our state and this particular event, which is a big event for musical history, and not in just in Iowa, but in the country. And so we're revisiting the piece, which means we bring a little bit more to it, which is always fun, especially for an orchestra like ourselves that doesn't get to do pieces frequently. And also, you know, Dvorak is a composer who comes from the same part of the world that my family comes from. And so I've always felt a special connection, you know, especially when hearing some of the more folksier bohemian elements. I feel like that's music that's in my blood a little bit, and I really enjoy performing this music.
And speaking of folksier elements, also on the program are
two Slavonic dances.
Okay.
Two of the very popular ones by Dvorak from his sets of Slavonic dances, originally written for piano, then orchestrated, and became among his most successful compositions. In fact, I think quite a bit of his material comfort came from the composition of these pieces and their subsequent many performances. But we thought, what an exciting way to open our season and then also to close the concert with another Slavonic dance. So we'll combine that folk element. And we like the fact that we're able to present that because Dvorak was very vocal about his belief in the need for composers to listen to what was around them, to pay attention to what was happening all around them, and to bring that into their music. And that's the message that he brought to America as a teacher and as a director of the conservatory. And he lived that out in his own example, not just drawing in bohemian folk music into his Slavonic dances, but also drawing in American elements into his New World Symphony from the time that he was staying here.
Well, there's so much more we could talk about, Jason, but I have one last task I want to ask of you before we move along, which is to be our guest disc jockey here. We're going to hear a couple of Slavonic dances. You'll be playing a couple tomorrow, and we've picked out a recording. Say something about it.
Well, the Slavonic dances have been among my favorite pieces for a long time, and my mom actually got me interested in these pieces with a CD that she had when I was younger. This is a recording I've been listening to recently. Don't listen to recordings too much right before concerts. I tend to sort of let go of that a little bit. But over the summer and as I've been doing programming, I've been listening to Nicholas Harnoncourt, who is a really interesting conductor, and the Chamber Orchestra of Europe. And an interesting pairing because Harnoncourt is, you know, sort of at the mature end of his career. I mean, he's been out there for 30 or 40 years as a leading maestro. The Chamber Orchestra of Europe is comprised of the very best young orchestra players in Europe. It's kind of like the New World Symphony of Europe. And they're just a fantastic group. I've heard them play once or twice. But the results here are fabulous. Harnoncourt has done a number of recordings of Dvorak's work in the last, you know, 5 or 10 years, and they're very, very vivid recordings, a wonderful feel for the folksier elements of the music, but there's also a clarity and a discipline in the playing, which I think comes from Harnoncourt's experience doing Baroque music and Mozart, that, you know, it brings a little bit of lightness too, and a lot of electricity to the playing. And that's what I love about these recordings. So I think we've selected one of the very exciting opening numbers from, if I'm not mistaken, from the first set, of Slavonic Dances. And I hope that we can emulate the same kind of electricity and excitement that this group generates.
There's nothing like hearing it done in person. So, yeah, let me encourage people to go tomorrow night. And right now we will hear the first and actually the last in set number one of Slavonic Dances by Dvorak, the Chamber Orchestra of Europe, led by Nicholas Harnoncourt. Jason Weinberger, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.